Our scripture today is taken from 1 Samuel chapter 3. I want you to turn there with me. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. Since we are speaking about listening to God, which is our theme for the next few weeks, and last week we discussed the fact that God speaks today, and so we're going to continue in that theme for the next few weeks on listening to God and understanding how he does speak to us. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. And it came to pass at that time when Eli lay down in his place, and his eyes began to wax dim, that he could not see, and ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, that Samuel was laid down to sleep. That the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, "Here am I." And he ran to Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou callest me." And Eli said, "I didn't call you. Go back and lie down." And he went to lie down. And the Lord called yet again, "Samuel." And Samuel rose up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you did call me." And he said, "I call you not, my son. Go and lie down again." Now Samuel did not know that the Lord, and neither was a word of the Lord yet revealed to him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. And he rose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, here am I, for you did call me." And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, "Go, lie down. And it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, 'Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel answered, "Speak, Lord, thy servant heareth." Now you might say, "Oh, that's fresh, Pastor. That's great. Whoa, God spoke," past tense. It's obvious because we have 1 and 2 Samuel. It's obvious because of Eli's old wicked sons, Hophni and Phinehas, that Samuel had to take over. God spoke, past tense, to Samuel. And you said last Sunday night that he speaks today, but our sermon comes in the form of a question. How does God speak today? How does he speak today? If God is indeed speaking today, in which way, by which manner does he speak? Does he speak to me like he spoke to Samuel? Should there be that special person near me that can inform me that God is speaking today? Well, it's important. But it's always proper to see how God spoke in the past before we can analyze how he speaks today. So let's quickly look at how he spoke in the past before we get into what my premise is to tell you that, oh yes, God speaks today. Just as plain, Brother Pinkard, as he spoke to Samuel. Just as plain. He'll speak to you, Julia Brown, just as plain today as he spoke to Samuel here. I think that the problem is, again, like we said last Sunday night, we aren't listening. We don't know how to listen. And then when he does speak, our minds are so filled with other things that our communication isn't exactly proper. So, if he spoke in the past, we have to ask, how did he speak in the past? Firstly, through direct revelation. By his spirit, he spoke to the prophets. When he says to Jeremiah, "Tell them, thus saith the Lord." Now, if he spoke through the prophets in the past, he has prophets that he speaks through today. Not prophets in the same sense that Jeremiah, Ezekiel, or Isaiah was, but a prophet is merely one who blurts forth God's known, ordained, and present will for the lives of the church, for the lives of the believers, and everything that that prophet says come to pass. If it doesn't come to pass, the Bible says he's what kind of a prophet? False prophet. That's it. That's how you can tell the true prophet or the true man of God from a false one. Because when the true one speaks, something's going to happen, and the false one, nothing's going to happen. How did he speak in the past? He spoke through his written word. We have the account in the Bible that Moses went up on top of Sinai and got the Ten Commandments and came down and told him, thou shalt not do this, that, this, that, this, that, this, that, this. God spoke to them through the written word, the Ten Commandments. The children of Israel loved that. What has God told you, Moses? Moses said, here they are on the pieces of stone. Read it. God wrote it with his own finger. Thirdly, he spoke through the prophets. As I said, his Holy Spirit moved the prophets, but he spoke through these men. A beautiful, one of the most beautiful situations that you're ever going to read in the scriptures. Don't ask me where it is. Research in your concordance. It escapes my mind right now, but there was a woman. There were two ladies that had a baby. And one of the babies died. And Solomon was a king. And my goodness, one lady had taken her dead baby and put it down by the other lady and taken this other baby. And when the lady woke up, she looked down and saw this baby and said, no, this dead thing isn't my baby. You have my baby. And the lady said, no, not true. Your baby died. This is mine. They both went before the king and they told the story. And King Solomon, God spoke through this man. Bible says of all the men born, there was one wiser than Solomon. So what Solomon said is, well, I'll resolve that, lady, since you both claim that it's your baby. Bring me my sword. And he said, bring me the sword. And the arm bearer brought the sword. And she said, what's going to happen? Well, I'll tell you what. I'll cut the baby in half. And I'll give you half of it, and you take the other half. And then you both be satisfied. The man was so wise that the real mama said, oh, no. Let her have the baby. And the other woman said, all right, cut it in half. Solomon said, give that baby to its rightful mother. A real mother would never let her own child. See what I mean? God spoke through prophets, through men like that in the past. Godly wisdom. Which else is another way? He spoke through angels. You remember Mary and Joseph. You remember the shepherds on the hillside. God communicated to these people in times past through angels. Mary, you're going to have a baby. Joseph, you're not to put her away. Shepherds, I bring you tidings of great joy. He used angels to talk to people. Well, you said, John, are you saying that he uses angels today? The Apostle Paul says, be careful how you entertain strangers, for you may be entertaining angels unaware. That's true. Somebody knock on your door and you got the meatloaf there and the cornbread and the green beans and the yams and the apple pie and everything smelling and the man's at the back door and he ain't gonna do you no harm. You got all your family there and he says, oh ma'am, if I can just have some food. Well, no, I ain't got enough for my guests. Hey, you know what you do? You need some food? I'd make him the biggest tray he can eat and set it right there. It says, forget not to entertain strangers, for you may be entertaining an angel unaware. The Lord may be testing you. He speaks or spoke through angels. Also, he spoke in times past through circumstances. Now, there's a man in the Old Testament Bible named Gideon. You remember him. God had told him, I want you to take a group of men, and I want you to go on down there and defeat the enemy. And what had happened is Gideon didn't believe him. He said, well, Lord, if this is you speaking, let the dew be all around on the grass, but don't let it be on this sheepskin. Sure enough, he woke up that next morning and it was that way. Gideon still didn't believe it. He said, well, no, now, Lord, if this is really you speaking now, let the dew be on the sheepskin, but not on the grass. Woke up the next day, it happened. Circumstances. God spoke to people in time past through circumstances. All right? And also we know that he spoke through the Holy Spirit to people like Paul the Apostle. You can read about him. The man was getting ready to further, as I said last Sunday night, his missionary journey in an area, and the Holy Spirit moved and says, no, Paul, you're not to go there. You're going to have to come on over here to Macedonia and help us. Now, that's the way God spoke in time past. Therefore, the question is, does he yet speak today, John? It's good to read about Gideon. It's good to know about Moses and the Ten Commandments. But I have a personal problem with how does God speak to me today if he is speaking? Now, you're saying for the 2 weeks straight that he speaks. And I'm saying, are you listening? I'm listening, but I'm not getting any communication. You may get it. Let's see. I'm grateful, first of all, that he is speaking today. Because if he wasn't speaking today, I'd be lost, messed up, and confused. I would be so confused and messed up. I couldn't make the right decisions in my spiritual life if God were not speaking. So, first of all, how does God speak today? He speaks this way primarily through his word. You have it, the Bible. That's God's primary way of speaking today, is through the word of God. Now, there's only about 4 points here, and we're going to deal with the first one a little bit. He speaks primarily through his Bible. No, you're not going to be able to look in there and find out what color dress to buy, what school you should go to, whether you should eat fish or pork. It's something about eating in there, but you can make the choice on your own. God speaks to you through his word. He speaks those important areas to you. His revelation is unfolding each day as you read his word and apply it to yourself. You want God to speak to you every day, pick up his love story, read it. And not just read through and say, well, I've read a chapter today, Pastor John, I've done my duty. No, pick up his love story and let it infuse you with correction. That's how God speaks to you. If you're wrong, if you're not gentle enough, you may pick up the word of God, and it says that preachers should be gentle. Now, the Lord, the Holy Spirit may have me stop right there. Don't go into apt to teach, because you're not going to be able to teach unless you're a gentle teacher. And so my thought for the day might be gentleness, all right? You may pick up your Bible, and it says, suffer long. And say, wait a minute, I'm tired of suffering. I've had it up to here. God's speaking to you today through his word. He speaks to us. His word is inspired by the Holy Spirit that lives in you. Therefore, you have to pay close attention to what the Bible says. And you're a peculiar creature because you've been so born again and so transformed that if you do that thing every day of your life, you're going to become more and more and more like Jesus. More transformed. You become little disciples, little apostles walking around more and more like Jesus. And they will say, surely these people have been with Jesus. He speaks through his word, contained in the minds of those who penned them. Did you know that every writer of the scripture had to have God's word in his brain, in his heart? As he penned it, it was God-breathed substance. That's why I go to the word of God. I may go to, listen, this is what I do. I have most difficult time Sunday nights. Sunday nights around midnight. Most difficult time because I'm back in my study. Usually Lucy and the girls have fallen to sleep in slumberland. And there I am just sitting there in my PJs at my desk praying and saying, Lord, what do you want me to say next Sunday? I don't know what he wants me. I have an open Bible. I have books all around me. But I have to say, Lord, what do you want me to say next Sunday? What do they need? How shall I handle it? How is it going to be developed? Did you know that he speaks? And sometimes after I wake up at 12:30, he ain't spoken yet. See? But then what I have to do is start reading. Then I stop reading and start praying. And then the Lord may bring something in my mind. I may get a piece of paper, jot something down. 2 days later, I may look back at that thing and say, wait a minute, look at this, look at this. But you see, the Lord speaks through the word. The word is available. It's there. The Bible, there are the God-breathed words of my master. He speaks to me through this book. Shortly, you're going to see our tape on evangelism, and you're going to see the wrong way to use that Bible. I'm telling you. Some of you that seen a portion of that tape, that is a beautiful tape. And you're going to see the wrong way to use the word of God. And then we're going to show you the right way when that word of God is applied in your heart and what it can affect. How does he speak today also? He speaks through his precious Holy Spirit. He speaks to you through the word of God, and then he speaks to you through his precious Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit that's living in you, is dwelling in you as a believer. Now you see, you have one up on the sinner because he has nothing living in him but an Adamic spirit. God, listen now, God works in the lives of unregenerate folks, but he does not speak to them as clear as he does to you. I'll give you a perfect example. You're a Christian. You know you saved. I mean, you know you saved. And you sin against Lord. You sin against your brother, your sister. You sin against anybody. The first thing the Holy Spirit does is convict you of that sin. And you've got to get that thing right. You can't go on like nothing's happened. Unregenerate men and women don't have that. Unregenerate men and women will hurt you, beat you down. And the only way that God speaks to them is through catastrophe or danger or threatenings thunder and lightning. I remember when I was a kid, my grandmother used to spook us to death. I mean, we'd be over there and it would start to thunder and lightning. And she said, you guys are bad and God's going to strike you with a lightning bolt. And we used to all sit in the living room and shake. Whoa, because we know how bad we were. Now look, God is not like that. God is not like that. He's not going to do that to you. His Holy Spirit communicating with you is a sweet, soothing, and sometimes even when he chastens you, chastening spirit that loves you at the same time. Amen. He speaks to our spirit through his spirit. See, if you're a Christian, you're connected. At any time, you should be able to pray like Paul said, pray, be instant, in season, out of season. Paul said, pray without ceasing. Always be ready to pray. And the way that you do that is you just are on a communication relationship with your Lord. He understands. He understands you. We walk in his spirit when we're surrendered to his power. See, once you walk in the Holy Spirit's guidance, like you see, that's what Samuel had to learn. He couldn't understand it. Samuel writes and says that that was a time when there was no word coming from the Lord. But then when the Lord spoke very plain, Eli, a sensitive preacher, was accustomed to God speaking. And he said, oh, brother, it's not me calling you. It's somebody else. And there's nobody in this temple place but you and I. Next time, he says, say, speak, Lord, your servant hears. Amen. God speaks today. He speaks to us through his Holy Spirit. We are calm in his presence when he speaks to us. I hope you are. Because when you are calmed down as he speaks to you, he gives you direction and he gives you guidance. Now, try this, Christian. When you're outside of a relationship with God, now you just think back 2 or 3 days. When you're outside of a relationship with Christ and the Lord wants to speak with you, you're not in a position to listen. You've got to be calm and let him speak to you through his Holy Spirit. And what he may say when he speaks to you is, first of all, you know I love you. You know I care for you. Just be still and know that I'm God. We live in a very fast-moving society, and being still is something of the past. We aren't still enough these days. How about number 3? How does God speak to us? My premise is that he speaks today, and he does. How, John? Through other people. Now, wait a minute. You mean to tell me, well, God told me that you're going to... No, not like that. Not like that. Well, now, let me tell you how to resolve the situation. Knock him out. No. That's a wrong kind of speaking through people. He speaks through other people. Through people who walk with God every day in their lives. Now, you hear me, Christian. God only speaks through other people that are walking with him every day of their lives. Not Sunday go to meeting people. Not busybodies. Not church bodies that just want to be religious. Well, now let me tell you what I do. No, wait a minute. God only speaks through people that are yielded to him every day of their lives. The kind of people that get up on their knees and say, Lord, what is it this morning? They stop at noontime and say the same thing. Then they stop at 5 o'clock and say, whoa, Lord, what did I do wrong here? Back up and correct that. And then when the Lord brings you in their lives, that counseling is going to be sweet, calm, and good counseling. Because these people are walking with God. Don't try to let, well, God told me to tell you and your life is all shot to hell. Wait a minute. You don't want that kind of counseling. You don't want to listen to people like that. Since God speaks through other people, that challenges us to walk in a certain way. How are you walking? How are you living? God wants to speak to others through you. He can't use you if you're not living and walking in him every day. You've got to do that. You've got to be like Christ. Everybody you see becomes just another love chapter in your book of life. That's all. Another love chapter. You're not concerned about what they did to you, what they said. You love them because you know that's what it's going to take to see Jesus. He speaks through other people. We ought to be alert and we ought to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit when he's trying to condition us. I've got to. I know that God's going to speak to you through me as a pastor. So what do I got to do? 12 midnight tonight, I'll be praying. And not just saying, oh, Holy Father, what is it now? I got another one to drum up. No. My prayer starts with tears because I don't feel worthy in the first place to lift my head to heaven. I says, Lord, you know where I blew it today. right after I preached, I stood right here. I said, oh, God, I could have preached that better than that. Why didn't I say this? Why didn't I say that? Maybe I wasn't convincing enough. You never have the attitude that God is going to speak through you and everything you say is bottom line, hope to die, it's going to work. No, you've got to depend upon God. So you ought to be alert and sensitive. When the Holy Spirit is saying, I want to mold you and so I can use you to mold others. That's what growth is. Fourth and lastly, he speaks to us today, and he does, through circumstances. You might be saying, hey, this sounds like something that you just said. Yeah. He spoke to them in the past through his word. He spoke to them in the past through his Holy Spirit. He spoke to people in the past through prophets and priests and other people. And he spoke to people in the past through circumstances, and he does exactly the same today. Now, the reason that I'm putting it to you this way and not trying to hold it for the punchline is because I'm just going to give you the key. God says, I am God, and I what? I change not. He says, I'm the same yesterday, today, forevermore. I don't ever change. If I spoke to him in the past, I speak to you today. But so many Christians have this attitude that God crawled in a cave and died somewhere, and he doesn't speak. He speaks through circumstances. When good things happen in your life, success, God is speaking to me. We don't have any problem with that. You let anything good happen, as prosperity happens. Oh, the Lord is speaking to me. He wants me to go in this direction and I'll become prosperous. Telling you, that business meeting Friday night was a humdinger. Here I am. Cutting my income and everything, and God spoke to me. Now that is the opposite of what people would do. Because God also speaks to you when bad things happen. Why can't you say, disappointment, the roof is falling in, God is speaking to me today. No, not that. Success, yes. Disappointment, no. God speaks in circumstances. You've got to recognize that God is actively living in your life. Well, you might say, John, give me an Old Testament example of God speaking through success, all right? When Moses went to Pharaoh and says, God said, let my people go, right? And Pharaoh fought, and the 10 plagues, and then when the last plague came, the death angel came, they went. But Pharaoh didn't release him after the first plague. No, he had to go through some disappointments. Pharaoh promised, and after each promise, and the plague went away, Pharaoh said, no, I'm not going to let him go. But Moses had to understand that God speaks. As a matter of fact, the Lord told Moses, I will harden Pharaoh's heart. Isn't that something? You go and tell him that I told you to let my people go, but I'm telling you before you go, I am going to harden his heart. He's not even going to listen to you. And it's going to happen in your life. It's going to happen in your life. So God speaks today. But we've got to recognize that he actively participates and he communicates and he agitates everything in our lives for our good. That's what Romans 8:28 tells us, for I know that all things are working together to my good because I am called and called according to his purpose. That's what Paul says, and I believe that. When God speaks, I think the final question is, are we listening? Are we listening? Are we listening? Yeah, I'm listening. Mm-hmm. If you're listening just for success, if you're just going to, and you know the way some people are in the church, I'm not going to listen to you, Pastor. I'm just going to listen to God speak to me through his blessed word. Okay, fine. John, I'm just going to let the Holy Spirit talk to my heart. The Holy Spirit is my teacher. Fine. Fine. Ahab was a king of Israel. And his heart told him to take Naboth's vineyard. And his old wicked wife told him to kill Naboth off. And he had him killed. He listened to his own heart. And the mighty prophet came and said, the streets of Jezreel, where the dogs lick your blood. And your wife, that wicked Jezebel, the dog will eat her flesh in the streets. You can listen to yourself. And you know, God gives you mind. You can say, well, preacher, I'm not going to listen to you. I think that's your opinion. You go ahead and listen to yourself. I'm going to tell you like the prophet told Ahab. Payday. You got to listen to somebody. Father, you, I listen to his word. I listen to the Holy Spirit. I listen to other people that are walking with God. And you can tell if a person is walking with God. You can tell it. And then you listen through circumstances. When good things happen, God may not be talking. That may be the devil squawking. I'm telling you. Pot of gold right in front of you, and you think that God sent it, and the devil is right behind the thing grinning. Because you know what I mean? Because sometimes the Lord then already told you, don't you touch that. Don't you touch that. And then the devil will put it right there. There it is. Whoa, God, is this you speaking? And you know he done told you, don't you touch that. And then you're going to listen to the devil and take it and get burned. Be careful how we listen. Now, next Sunday night, we're going to continue and go into another area of how God speaks to us today. Let's pray. Dear Father, we thank you for through prayer, the Word, the Holy Spirit, and others. And Father, most of all, through a relationship, you speak with us. And we thank you for that. Lord, if we have failed you, not if we have, since we have failed you in some area in our lives, by not listening correctly, we ask for divine forgiveness that we may listen. And Lord, may we never listen with what's in it for me, but may we always listen with this kind of attitude. What can we do for you, regardless of what it cost? Father, bless us. Bless these that are here tonight. Speak to them very clearly through these means that we've just spoken about, and have them understand that they can only grow as they listen. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.